WATR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. Starting out the program, you heard a really light piano-based track from an artist named Sarah Houston. She has an album out called Home in a Faraway Land, and you heard the opening track called When You Said You Weren't Afraid. And this came out back in 2015, and she must have just recently sent it to us. And Sarah Houston is based out of Calgary. You can check out her Bandcamp at sarahhouston.bandcamp.com. So everyone's doing pretty good on this. I guess classes are over, so everyone's getting ready for exams. So hopefully you're not too stressed out studying and stuff like that, but hopefully you can take a break and listen to CITR while you're studying. We got a lot of great music coming up for you this evening tonight. A lot of new stuff into the station. Tonight you're going to be hearing tracks from new stuff from Arca, stuff from Jen Grant, later on some Eastern Canadian artists like Lou Cannon, and even some stuff from Bada Bing Records. So we got a really wide variety of stuff coming up for you, so keep it locked. Up next, you're going to hear something from the folky chanteuse singer named Scout Pear Phillips. She's based out of New York, and she's got a brand new album out called Door Left Open that was just released not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, out on the Days record label. You might recognize them. I played a few artists from them. Scout Pear Phillips has a really, really amazing, beautiful voice, and she has kind of a gothic and kind of a really, I guess, kind of really dark, and she has a lot of leather and dark clothing in her Instagram page. Definitely check it out if you get a chance. And once again, that's Scout Pear Phillips. You can hear a track off of her brand new album. You'll hear a track called Fire. After that, you can hear something from Adna, which is a singer based out of Berlin, but she's actually a Swedish singer. She has a new album out called Closure, out on Despots Records. You can hear a track off of it, something called Overthinking. And once again, that's Adna. And then after that, we'll see what we get to. Possibly just these two tracks, but maybe more. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is brand new stuff from Scout Pear Phillips. This track is called Fire.
Child, I saw something die. It was a fire I'd built out of my own love and light. I carved the wood into two.
Confusion, I would choose to lose. my own head, wondering if it's been nearly as many in yours. Every day is the day after. I'm screaming in silence, can't stand the anxiety running through my veins. Left alone with the words I never said. Overthinking you, overthinking truth, overthinking all.
Track called Overthinking by Adna off her new album called Closure. And once again, she's based out of Sweden, but she is Swedish born. Her new album came out on Despots Records. Before that, you heard the beautiful track from the Scout Para Phillips album called Door Left Open. You heard a track called Fire, and it was released on Dace Records. And she has a really kind of a gothic folk style. This is her second release on Dace Records. Previously, she had a album called Heed the Call that came out in 2015, as well as a two-song EP called Your Light. I just heard that album a few days ago, and pretty sure it's going to be on one of my contenders for Album of the Year. At least we'll check back. We'll check back at the end of the year and see how it goes. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And up next, we have something from Tiny Hazard, a new album out on Bada Bing Records out of New York. Really great label. I talk about them quite often. They're also home to bands like Beirut, Patrick Clean Denim, and numerous other artists. Check them out at badabing.com, I think. Anyways, Tiny Hazard makes some really interesting, kind of quirky bedroom style pop that has a really kind of lo-fi, well, not quite lo-fi, but more like instruments that sound like they're children's toys. Tiny Hazard has a new album out called Greyland, and you can hear a track off of it called Lynx. After that, you're going to hear something from a new CD into the station from Lou Cannon, which is an artist out of Eastern Canada, and she has a new album out on Paperbag Records. And let me see what we get to. Oh, wait, no, actually, I'm jumping the gun. What do we had queued up next is something from the brand new Jen Grant album. Jen Grant has a new album called Paradise. You're going to hear a track off of it, something called Working Girl. And then we'll see what we get to after that. We'll probably have a break and then maybe get to that Luke Cannon track I had mentioned. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Tiny Hazard.
Thank you.
breathe, it's the season. Packing my dresses up at night when all the greats we love have died. Give me a reason. And when everyone you love and you know pushes like the wind and says go, get going, go. I read it in the news today. The whole world cried for everything we believe in. When everyone that you love and you know pushes like the wind and says go. Get going, go, get going, go, get going, go, 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 go. Get going, go, get going, go, get going, go, 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 go.
Saturday, April 15th, a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is taking place in the Grand Lux Hall of the Western Front, located at 303 East 8th Ave. Tickets are available at Zulu Records, Neptune Records, and both Red Cat Record locations. There will be raffle prizes from Anita Sikma, Nimbus School of Recording, Live Nation, John Fluvog, Tea Leather and Wood, The Juice Truck, Pizzeria Barbarella, CITR, and many more. Doors are at 6, show is at 6:30.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was something from Jen Grant. Her new album is called Paradise. You heard the track called Working Girl. And prior to that was Tiny Hazard with a track called Lynx off the Greyland album. It's out on Bada Bing Records. We got about half an hour left on the program, so we'll cram in as much as we can. And up next, you can hear something from Lou Cannon, a new artist out on Paperbag Records out of Toronto. She's got a really great pop electronic album. It's a lot of really cool synths on it. And you can hear a track off of it. What did I have picked out? Something called Steady Flow. And her new album is called Suspicious. And once again, that's Lou Cannon. Canon. Well, C-A-N-O-N. Not like the... the gun thing. Anyways, before that, or after that, you can hear something from a new album into the station from Jacques Green, and you'll hear a track off of it called the opening track called Fall off their album called Infinite Feel. And then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Paperbag Records. This is something from Lou Cannon. Thank you. we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. That was Jacques Green, a DJ out of Montreal. The new album is called Feel Infinite, and it's out on the Lucky Me record label. You heard a track off of it, something called Fall. And prior to that, you heard Luke Cannon out of Toronto with a track called Steady Flow off the new Suspicious album that came out on Toronto's Paperbag Records. You're listening to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, you can hear something from a artist who is most known for his work with Bjork, and that's Arca. Arca has a brand new album that just came out today. It's a self-titled album, and I do believe it's his third release. And a lot of his releases tend to be kind of really chaotic and unsettling electronica with very hyperactive stylings to it. But his latest album kind of builds upon that, and it includes vocals on his new album. And his name is Alejandro Garcia. Once again, you can hear something from his brand new album that just dropped today. You can hear a track of it called Urchin. And then after that, you're going to hear something from an artist. Well, I feel bad because I mentioned this artist last week, but I didn't have time to fit it in. It just didn't quite work. I thought I was going to play a few minutes and cut it off at the end of the hour, but I decided not to play it last week, even though I had mentioned it. So I'm going to play it this week. Anyways, that's Zeusing. They have a new, I think it's one artist. Anyways, they have a new album out called, well, it's just in Japanese characters, but I do believe the translation is Eastern Undefeated, and that's out on the Lies record label, Long Island Electrical Studios, I do believe, and I think they're based out of New York. Anyways, you can hear a track off of Zeusing's new album. You'll hear a song called Esther, but first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, I'm really excited to play the brand new album from Arca. This track is called Urchin.
Yeah.
we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Lies Records, which stands for Long Island Electrical Systems, and it's a label founded by Ron Morelli, the noise electronic artist. You heard something from Zusing, new album out, which is just Japanese characters, and they roughly translates to Eastern Undefeated. You heard a track called Esther. Before that, the brand new album from Arca, self-titled, and you heard a track called Urchin. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And up next, you can hear something from a local artist of Calgary and Vancouver-based local artist, I should say. Anyways, it's a group called Low C, and that's Low-C, making some ambient and experimental and kind of noisy field recording type sounds. And you can hear a track off of that. Their new EP called Eternal. You'll hear a track called Blue Dream. Check them out at lowcmusic.bandcamp.com. And once again, you'll hear a track called Blue Dream, some really quiet ambient stuff. After that, you can hear something from Smoke Signals, a track off a new album out called Overlook, which is out on a record label called UVB 76 Records. Some really great minimalist kind of techno. But you can hear a track off of that. So let me see what I had picked out. Something called, I think, River's Edge, if I'm not mistaken. A track called River's Edge. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, by way of Calgary and Vancouver, this is something from Low C. Thank you. back, and I'm just realizing I'm not going to really have enough time to play another set, so I'm just going to end it off with that Overlook track. You'll hear a track of the new album called Smoke Signals. This is a track called River's Edge. Keep it locked on CHR for more great programming, and I'll be back next week with some more great music for you. It's right here on CHR 101.9 FM. This is something from Overlook.
The Reel to Reel Film Festival for Youth runs from April 2nd to the 8th and features films from around the world for kids and the young at heart, with fun activities for the whole family. The festival closes Saturday, April 8th with the West Coast premiere of the wonderful French film, Louise by the Shore. Jean-Francois Lahouanie's inspired hand-drawn animations that